All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, for the third consecutive week, Green Bay Packers outside linebacker Clay Matthews was flagged for a roughing the passer penalty. And this is a result of the National Football League deciding to change the rules in regards to what constitutes roughing the passer. Now, in each week, Matthews delivered a solid tackle on the opposing quarterback. However, officials deemed that it was roughing the passer due to the fact that not only did he take the quarterback to the ground, but he also had his full body weight on him. And you can see that week by week, Matthews has gotten better and better with this. But I mean, if you are a defender, what can you do? If you've been coached to play like this for at least 15 years, it's tough to like just change the way that you're playing. You go out there, you know, he hit the guy. There was no malicious intent in any situation, whether it was Mitchell Trubisky in week number one for the Chicago Bears, Kirk Cousins in week two for the Minnesota Vikings, and Alex Smith in week three for the Washington Redskins. There was never any malicious intent on the part of Matthews. It was a good, clean form tackle. And, you know, the NFL, they're all about player safety, quote unquote. And then on top of that, you know, it's a situation where the owners have put so much money into the quarterback position that, you know, honestly, within the next 25 years, maybe 50 years, you might as well just go to flag football, because this is not football, what they are trying to do. You know, they're trying to cut down on head injuries. I get that. But there are certain things that no matter what you can do, you just can't avoid. And you wonder why offenses have opened it up so much, because teams don't practice tackling in practice as much as they used to. Then on top of that, what can you do as a defender when you deliver a clean form tackle and then you're still penalized for it? So, I mean, it's disheartening, you know, and it's funny because you look at the Green Bay Packers, and when you think about protecting the quarterback, you think a lot about the NFL trying to protect Matthews' teammate and Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. However, the Packers, three straight weeks in a row, have suffered the brunt of this new rule. And each time that you see it, it's just a head scratcher. And I mean, I really don't know what you can do as a defender. And like I've said before, this is not football. And the owners have really, you know, put the coaches and the players and personnel alike in a very tough spot. You know, you could see there's, you know, referees, it's kind of a gray area for them as well. So I don't know what comes of this. I mean, if they're going to continue to enforce this like this, you're going to have a lot of guys who are going to be playing for free throughout this season. And the adjustments are going to take some years. And, you know, it's unfortunate because every time that you see the NFL, quote unquote, making adjustments to their game, it's always to benefit the offense and it becomes a detriment to the defense. So I'm not sure how the defenders will adjust to this. I'm sure they will. But for guys who have been coached to play football a certain way for 15 to 20 years, this is going to be something that is going to be very, very difficult to deal with. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.